What's good, people? We are back on Aries Online, and this is the Streets Are Done podcast with your boy Rama B. And I'm not alone this time. I'm really not alone. I got some big men with me, some heavyweights. Gentlemen, would you please introduce yourselves?
It's your boy Magic Man Armando, here to discuss all things that complete the streets.
Hey, big man.
Hey, big man, Hwaps in the cut, dog. What are you saying, fam?
Come on.
What it do?
Big man Jason in the building. And what are we talking about today? We are talking about the greatest female hip-hop albums of all time. Listen.
That's a heavy one, fam.
Guys.
This is a tricky chat, eh?
It's a tricky one, hey?
We were sweating, actually, earlier today. Yo, fam, this is a tough topic, dude.
Because we've been getting a lot of heat, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
We've gotten a lot of heat from the females.
Yeah.
But I'm coming through with mine, and I got a legend. I've got a classic. Top 10 hip-hop album of all time, in my opinion. And that's The Miseducation of Miss Lauryn Hill.
That's facts. Nah, that's facts. You can't find that. Like, if your list doesn't include Lauryn Hill, you're lying. In my eyes, you're lying.
Across the board.
What are you coming through with, Magic Man?
Coming through with that Lil' Kim, Notorious Kim.
Away. Khwabona?
I have to come with two. More like new age stuff. So one, No Name's Telephone, 2016.
Oof.
And the other one, I'm going Rhapsody, Layla's Wisdom. That's straight rap. You can't find me there.
I haven't really listened to Rhapsody, but keep hearing good things.
I'm going
to
turn your head, fam. I'm going to turn your head.
That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. King Jason, come through with it.
I've got that Nicki, that the Pink Print, the 2014. That's also relatively new.
Where that Pills and Potion was, yes?
That only...
Eesh.
Okay.
Okay. Your legs need lotion.
That's what it's about, though. That's what it's about.
Boy.
Okay, speaking about The Miseducation of Miss Lauryn Hill, guys, for me, this album, it's top tier, honestly. This was a game changer because in 1997, yes, hip-hop was struggling to find an identity.
That's facts.
This was after Biggie died, after Tupac. Hip-hop, mainstream, it was basically dead. And in my personal opinion, I feel like Miss Lauryn Hill came through and revived it. We've got tracks like Doo Wop and X Factor.
Yeah.
Guys, Lauryn Hill was doing Drake before Drake.
That's facts, man.
She came through with the singing and the rapping. And this album was nominated for a Grammy.
Yeah.
Best album. Not best hip-hop album. The Grammys used to sleep on the hip-hop albums. They used to sleep on the hip-hop genre in total. But now, when Lauryn Hill came through with this album, it won Album of the Year. And in my opinion, it was well-deserved because this was a game-changer. It went number one on Billboard. I think it sold over 400 copies.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, she's still making racks from it.
Bruh, people still cry about that album today. I have one of my close friends, Bukley. Like, she, to this day, she listens to that album because she's like, no one does what she did, fam.
No one is still eating off that album, bro.
Listen. That tour in SA, guys.
Hey, listen.
Guys, that's her only album. I think you'll forget.
That's all she did.
She's been riding that wave for since 97?
That's 22 years.
She's been riding
that's straight
a 22
facts.
Year wave, bro. Are you even that old, Wabs?
Nigga, that album came out before I was born, to be honest.
Still riding that wave. Bro.
And you know about it. Like, if an album came out before you were born and you know about it, you know it's not
straight.
It's like your Biggie and Pac, dog. I feel like she's in that category where if you have one album from the 90s and people can still refer back to it, how many songs from that album are still sampled today?
Exactly.
You talk about Drake, Cole sampled. Listen.
Cole Summer.
Like, exactly, bro. Like,
you've also got
fight.
Be Careful by Cardi B.
You can't fight the thing.
It's like you said, she dropped it in the 90s.
Yes.
After Pac and Biggie died.
Yes.
When there was no one really.
Hip hop was struggling to find an identity.
Yeah, that's facts.
She dropped it and it came back up.
It brought hip hop back into the conversation. It went number one on Billboard.
People came back in.
Exactly.
You know, honestly, Lauryn is your favorite rapper, dude.
And that's why you can't fight those ones.
Bro, like, come on now.
Okay, enough about Lauryn. Let's come through with it, Magic Man.
Guys, okay. So when we talk about great, doesn't necessarily mean good, right? But if we're talking impact.
Yeah.
That Lil' Kim, dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like before Kim, girls used to explore their sexuality on videos. I feel like girls used to do that. They were seen as taboo of sorts. Like,
yeah.
She's easy. She's whatever. And then Kim took the streets and brought it to MTV, brought it to BET and whatever. And her impact on the game because of that. I mean, people like Meg Thee Stallion.
Yeah, that's the first person I'm
thinking like
about.
People like Meg Thee Stallion, Nicki, Cardi B. That's, bro, they are running right now because Lil' Kim walked.
Mm.
Like, she just paved the way, dude. She paved the way.
And I hear you.
And, you know, I feel like another thing she pioneered is that right now in the female rap game, content-wise, there's not a lot of variation, right?
Yeah.
Everyone is on that, yo, I'm the baddest bitch. you know, these niggas, swerve a nigga here, go give this girl the final, go give this dude the final
scam him.
Yeah, scam him, you know. The variation is not that far, right?
Mm. Yeah.
And I feel like that's credit to her.
And that's something I'd also like to relate to Lauryn Hill, because Lauryn Hill, she made it okay to be vulnerable in your raps. And she was also one of the first rappers basically to say, it's okay to be me.
Yeah.
I'm not here to, like, you know, show off my sexuality. Like, I know the contrast is different here because of Lil' Kim. She exploited her sexuality. But, like, Miss Lauryn Hill, she came through and she was like, yo, African girl, come through. It's okay to have natural hair. But now you have Lil' Kim and she's saying, look, I'm going to wear my weaves. I'm going to be the baddest bitch in town. And you know what? I'm going to run with it. And she did.
Oh, dude. And props to her, dude.
Yeah. I feel like another point is, you mentioned all those people that she's influenced. You're Megan Thee Stallion, Nicki, Cardi. I've never heard someone talk crap about Lil' Kim.
No.
Like, you can't. So, like, what are you going to say? She did everything you wish you wanted to do, dude.
Oh, dude.
You know, so how are you going to backchat like a queen, dude?
She fucked with, I mean, to think this dude shit, this, I can't even call her a hun. Yeah. This queen shit a bit with B.I.G., bro. That dude, like, people pray to this dude, bro.
I mean, bro, she was the first lady of Bad Boy, bro.
Yeah, come man. Through. Hey, listen, listen. Damn, it's only 90s. That's my heavyweight G. record labels right there, fam.
90s, bro. Them Shook Knight shits, bro.
Exactly,
bro. Death Rows, bro.
With people HIV in your blood. bro. By the way, I think Shook Knight killed Easy, by the way.
That's another combo, bro.
If you hear this, my name is Jason. I'm a Congolese. I stay in Montana.
My G, you already announced your name. Back to the chat. Back to the chat. Whops.
Hey, listen, so I'm coming through with two, man. Because actually, they're two very contrasting albums.
Yes.
So, number one, I'm going to say No Name's Telephone. Just because I can honestly say it's the first female rap album I've ever fully enjoyed. Like, with confidence. Like I can say with confidence. Obviously, excluding like Lauryn Hill. Excluding Lauryn Hill, I wouldn't even put anyone else in there.
Yeah.
It's the first female rap album I can sit down and be like, to this day, I can jam that album. Like, with ease.
It was a great album.
Bruh, with ease. I even almost got the phone cover, though. That's how much I was a gone boy, bruh. So No Name, what people don't know is she's from Chicago, but she actually started as a spoken poet.
Mm-hmm.
And she listens to just poetry, writes poetry. And if you listen to her raps, you can hear she's a poet before she's a rapper. So I would say she doesn't have flow. She just delivers things like a poet over a beat. And that's what it is, dude. Even the feature, you can see, I'm going to make this point where No Name does music that even if you took away the fame, even if you took away the money, she'd still do it, fam. Like, she'd still do it. She only has two projects out. And the first one, she even almost did in a hub because you could see everyone that's on the project, and everyone who did production is what she wanted. So you're talking about features and production by Felix. You're talking Saba and Simino, and this is before your Cole features.
Yeah.
You're talking Cam Obi, that's production, fam. You're talking Rory. Like, you could see that's just, it's 11 tracks of this is what I want. I don't care what anyone wants. And this is what I'm putting out to the world. And she's talking heavy topics. Talking abortion. She's talking drugs, fam. She's talking not even basic love. I don't even think there's like a basic track there where you can sit down and be like, this is easy to digest.
So she's touching on subjects that not many other female rappers would.
Exactly.
And that's what differentiates
any rapper.
Yeah.
Not any rapper.
Like, I feel like strip away the fame and everything and put that body next to any body of that year, it goes punch for punch with anything.
But exactly. I always say, but bar for bar, she'd rinse your favorite rapper. Honestly,
you think she could take on the males?
100%. Easily. Talking about taking on males, this next artist can take on the male, bruh. Easily. And she did it on one of her tracks. So I'm talking Rhapsody's Layla's Wisdom. Listen, you know what I'm talking about. You don't talk to me about Rhapsody, bruh. It's 2017. That album is magnificent. Got nominated for 2 Grammys. Most people don't know. Best Rap Album and Best Rap Record. She has a track there featuring Kendrick. I tell you, on my life.
The second track.
The
second. Power.
Exactly. On that
Wait,
track.
Are you telling me she bodied him?
Bar for bar, I feel she bodied Kendrick.
Hold on.
When have you ever heard of a female that can go bar for bar with Kendrick?
Not even a female. When have you heard a rapper? Yeah, on a track.
Exactly. Going bar for bar with Kendrick.
And she spun him. She's easily, bruh.
Yeah.
Bar for bar with Kendrick.
Bruh, it wasn't even close, bruh. It wasn't even close. And even, you can tell she's also influenced a lot by the 90s because there's a lot of like 90s samples in there.
Mm-hmm.
And she's also another artist that she doesn't talk about sex. Or if she talks about sex, it's almost in a playful way. Mm. You're like, I know my pussy's good. And like, ha ha ha. But not like, she's not selling sex. She's telling you, fam, bar for bar, I'd out-rap you. And I'll show you, I'll out-rap you. And she's touching heavy topics. Like, I know the last track is called Jesus Coming. And it's literally just a track about coming from the streets where you're not safe in any form or time of day.
Yes.
And the track, she narrates it. She's also a rapper who can paint a picture, in essence. And in the track, she talks about how she's a mother taking her kid to the park. And it's just bullets. Think about today, Pretoria CBD, it's a mess. You imagine you just drove there and you find yourself, in a sense, a war zone. And she's painting that picture and saying, bruh, I can't even go to the park with my daughter.
It's everyday life.
Exactly, it's everyday life. There's bullets flying and now I gotta go bury my daughter because niggas are out here running out with guns. Which rapper's talking about this to you?
None.
There's none. Don't talk to me, man. Please.
And that's what we want to hear. That's exactly, that content that's relatable. Because it's real life experiences.
That's big chats, fam.
And the self-love is she knows. She knows. I mean, I just pulled a lyric from one of her track, Drama, and she's like, bitch, your life against me and I swear to God you'll lose it.
Listen,
what is that?
But yeah, that's kind of hip. Where's that from?
Drama.
Rhapsody,
yeah. Oof.
Listen, man, get that. And she just dropped a new album last week, man. It's called Eve. Every song in there is, in essence, an ode to a queen. So you got Nina, a track called Nina, you got a track called Oprah, a track called Aaliyah. Even the samples are top tier. Nina Simone, who the fuck is doing that, dude? Please,
you
don't talk
for
to
me.
For me,
people like this, like people like Rhapsody, like when you talk about the people who really paved the hip hop way, bro. Like when you talk about your Reverends and your LLs, I feel like, you know, wherever these people are, they're looking, they're smiling, bro. They're like, you know, this should be one of the stuff to be,
I kind of want to be educated about Rhapsody for a minute. How long has she been in the game for?
I'd say she's born in 1983. Mm-hmm. So you're saying what? She's 36?
36.
She's 36, I'd say 2011.
So
you're looking at 8 years. She has 3 EPs out. She got 3 albums out. She's not a rookie in the game. And for you to get a Kendrick feature as well shows that, fam, because Kendrick doesn't just hop on any track.
No.
Exactly. The feature she has, I think there's a track where she's featuring MC Light. I stand to be corrected. But for you to get like features like that means they see what you're doing.
They respect your craft.
They respect your craft and like, fam, I'm gonna drop bars on this because this is a gem of a project, dude.
Blood. And, you know, I don't know her bag, right? I don't know her bag. But I know Kendrick money is a lot of money. Bro.
Yeah, Kendrick, that's facts.
Kendrick money is a lot
of money. Do you think it was a paid feature?
No.
Though?
Yeah, that's exactly. That's the thing.
Like, I don't know if she has Kendrick money.
Like, I mess with this.
Because
for me, I feel like rap is like Kendrick. Rap is like Eminem. They're not just jumping on any track for money or for feature money, for cash. They trying to jump on your track because, listen, I F's with you. I mess with this music and listen, I do want you dope. Like, it's basically a cosign.
Yeah.
So that's what she's telling me. Yeah. She got the Kendrick cosign and she still bodied the homie.
Bruh, my God. She rinsed him, dude. Please.
Rhapsody is she's a rapper. Real hip hop heads, they listen to her.
Yeah, that's facts.
You hear people, Rhapsody, who's that? The real hip hop heads, they know who she is.
Yeah, they know who she is,
fam. Okay, let's jump on to Big Man Jason and his album. He says he's coming through with Nicki.
The Pink Print.
Why did you choose The Pink Print?
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
But I think that's an album where Nicki showed us that take us serious. Like, you know, she was out there on that Barbie tip, whatever.
Yeah.
And she dropped The Pink Print and we heard Nicki for who she is.
Mm.
And there's a lot of variety on that album too, because she goes from like tracks like Filling Myself with Beyonce. The ladies love that track.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She dropped
I even
only,
love it too.
Listen,
no lie.
She dropped that only with Chris Brown, Drake, Lil Wayne.
Hey,
it's a lineup.
Yeah, okay. Now you're bringing it back.
Only. 1985 on the production.
My G.
And she had that Anaconda.
Even it's though, all one album, eh?
It's all on the same album. Even though that track is a bit of a...
it's not for the
chance. It did numbers,
list.
Though.
Yeah, it did numbers. Crazy numbers.
It broke the internet, guys.
Yeah, it did.
Me, I like how there's a track like Anaconda, that pop track.
Mm-hmm.
And she went slow with Grand Piano.
Oof.
Which is like a love track. Nicki.
There's a lot of variety.
He even started speaking softly, fam.
Nicki, you had to. Dog. I remember back in high school, like, what year was that?
This is 2014.
So I was in the ninth grade. And, like, girls' Facebook, their Facebook names were at Nicki Minaj, whatnot.
Yeah. when the Tumblr was blowing up. Yes,
Bobby. Hey. And I'm like, dog, like, here's an American rapper getting girls in Botswana to change their names.
Yeah.
What kind of influence is that, dog? That's crazy.
I think Nicki is also like a big influence because you see when Young Money dropped, when they dropped Bedrock.
Yeah.
With all the artists, Nicki's the one who blew up from that track.
Yeah. That's fact.
The rest didn't as much.
That's fact.
If we didn't know the others.
Yeah.
The ones we didn't know, they stayed, we didn't know.
Nah, listen.
But Nicki.
You're talking facts because on that track, just think about it. Tiger was there. If you think about who's famous now, Tiger was on there. Drake was on there. Wayne. Yeah, Wayne was there. Gunna, Gotta,
everyone here much of Gotta, Gotta.
Exactly. Yeah. There were so many heavy people, but you're right. The person who blew up the most from that track is Nicki, fam.
And we had a discussion, like, before recording this. One of our boys was telling us, if you look at the female game,
yeah,
it died down a bit after, like, Missy Elliott.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's facts.
Then Nicki came, and she held it down for the longest time. Now you've Cardi B's, you're Megan Thee Stallion, City Girls, they're all up now.
Yeah.
One chat that's always brought up about that is that Nicki had no competition.
You see, it's a tricky one because there were definitely girls out there trying to rap, but they just weren't Nicki. Because,
like, let's bring it back to Monster.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys remember that track.
Listen,
Exactly.
The track's got Jay-Z.
Come through.
Who has Nicki?
Yeah.
That's about it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Kanye, obviously.
And Kanye, obviously. And Nicki Minaj has the best verse.
She watched
on a track with Jay-Z.
Rosé,
Hov.
Those are my two favorite rappers in the world,
and
bro.
Nicki has the best verse.
And another point is, a lot of people don't know this, that Nicki's actually said that Kanye threatened to take her off the track.
Because it was that good.
Like, bro, how can you take me off a track because you asked me to body a track? And I did, fam.
And the album name, The Pinkprint, right?
Yeah.
People asked her about the name title. One time you're trying to copy Jay-Z with The Blueprint. She's like, no, The Blueprint is one of the best albums.
Facts.
So I just put it in my way.
She was inspired.
I'm not copying the body of work, but the album, I'm inspired.
Mm.
And don't you think, you know, going back to the chat of Nicki being no competition, undisputed, don't you think what Nicki is now is in essence what Young Thug is? So if you think about it, Thug practically has many thugs.
Oh, there's many
thugs. Thug-a-like. There's Lil, exactly, Thug-a-like.
Lil Keed, Gunna.
There's Lil Keed, Gunna, Lil Baby to an extent. Like, everyone just sounds like Thug. And in essence, that's what Nicki has, right? You can't look at someone and be like, this is how you did it, and not in some way try to copy it.
Because you look at someone like Megan Thee Stallion and what she's rapping about and her content. Yes, it's empowering women, but Nicki was doing that consistently.
Dog, she's practically a new age Nicki, in my mind.
Exactly.
Even City Girl, all of them, you guys, are just new age Nicki.
I just hope Nicki doesn't bring down her fame or lower it down with her Twitter antics.
Yeah.
Remember how last year she was getting on Twitter by Travis Scott and Storm.
And she almost got cancelled by Big Man.
She almost got cancelled.
For me, I think, like, when she's gone, not when she's done rap, not when she dies, but when she's done rap, I think she's going to join the Hall of Fame for sure. I think, like, a lot of female rappers, the MCs, like the guys, the Lauryn Hills, Queen Latifah,
MC Light,
they have that almost wise aunt feel, right?
Yeah.
They give you that Uncle Snoop feel in the men's game.
Yeah, for sure.
And I feel like Nicki can definitely join that. That feel of like, okay, I'm looking down, like, this is my shit, bro.
Don't you think she's already doing it now, in essence?
All these bitches is my sons, bro. She said it herself.
She said it, dog.
So bringing it back to these four albums, or these five albums, because Hwab's decided to come through with two.
My bad, bro.
A student, Asha. But, like, bringing it back, these albums, do you think they hold up as GOAT female albums?
The only one I dispute is my one, being the No Name one.
The No Name.
Just because not everyone knows, like, It's I guess Rhapsody to some extent, but, like, at least Rhapsody has two Grammy nominations, so people know who she is. But as a No Name, if you don't listen to Chance, where would you ever find out about No Name?
Yeah,
that, you know, that's what, like, first time I ever heard No Name was Chance's Acid Rap. You know what I'm saying? So if I wasn't a Chance fan, and I'm not into that 2013 Acid Rap, Vic Mensa, Welcome to Internet Tape type phase, I wouldn't know who No Name is. So that's a tough one. Like, it's as much as it's a beautiful album. Like, I rave about it today. Like, what weight does it hold to anybody else, fam? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah. But I rate the other four.
And the Rhapsody.
Yeah, and Rhapsody for sure. Like, don't talk to me
about Rhapsody. I'm going to go give it a listen straight after this.
Please.
But I want to bring this to another female rapper. Someone who won a Grammy, guys.
Yeah.
Cardi B's Invasion of Privacy.
We're going to
find out.
Because
I noticed, no one tried to bring that one up, guys.
I think... I was looking at the reactions. I think, see, when she won that album, there were better albums nominated.
Yeah.
She was going up against what? Migos?
Yeah.
Was Migos
great? You know what? Nipsey, I know.
Wasn't she going up against Travis?
Yeah, she went up against Travis.
Yeah. Like, that's Daylight Robbery, fam. That's
but I think it's a good album.
Invasion of Privacy.
I think it's a good album.
I think it gets unfairly criticized. Like, I don't think it's the greatest album, but for you to, like, sit back and, like, there's no way an album can also, if you're doing, like, pure numbers, so we're talking pure facts, there's no way an album can do the numbers it did for several tracks. I don't understand if it was one track off the album, but for several tracks to do as well as it did.
Yeah. She dropped that Bodak Yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people thought, ah,
one, hit, one hit wonder. Exactly.
She came out, be careful.
Yeah.
I think I'm just a hater, bro.
Like it like that.
Exactly. I'm just a hater, right? I'm the classic example of
anything she does.
I don't know if I like her as a person, right? For me as a person, I just feel like, hey, some of her antics are wild, bro. I just feel like, you know, your voice is too big. You're pushing the wrong messages out there.
But thing is, she's being real. That's the thing. And that resonates.
I like her antics.
But with that being said, right? Jason, like, you gotta understand that, dude, there's 16-year-old girls trying to be like you, bro. How you gonna...
No, but...
Like, you gotta...
Okay, but in that...
But instance, that's you're Megan Thee Stallion just sitting there. Yeah,
and Nicki literally does the same thing.
And like you said, Lil' Kim back then.
But
you're right.
I feel what you're saying, though. I honestly have a bias towards Nicki, for example.
Yeah.
If Nicki drops an album today, I can guarantee you there's a 99% chance I'm not listening to it. Like, I don't care what you tell me. No, dead on.
How come, Quarks?
Like, I don't know. I just feel
that's,
like...
That's me and Eminem, guys.
Like, honestly, after... As much as I agree with you, Pink Print, everything like that, past 2010, I don't know a single thing that Nicki did.
But when did Bedrock, the remix, drop?
2009.
2009.
2009, December. After, I'm talking Monster. That Monster level where you were rinsing people's debut album drops... After that, I can't but tell you name
Nicki,
anything.
Nicki used to post those Roman Revenge, Pink Fridays.
Yeah.
Where she'd be like, rah, rah, I'm a Dungeon Dragon.
I'd rather have that, dude. I'd honestly rather
But
have...
I think when she came with the Pink Print, she was rapping on it.
But you see, I mean, that's when you see how big Nicki is, right? Like, I've also, no lie, I've never sat down, put headphones in my ear, listened to a Nicki
album.
But for some reason, when the song plays, I know the words. I don't know how, but I know the words when the song plays, right?
Because Nicki makes hits. Yeah. And that's another conversation. Nicki is an artist, and she's more of an artist than she is a rapper's rapper or a pop star.
I think with that point, in terms of the albums, like, Lauryn Hill is a rapper, but Nicki is... An artist.
No, Lauryn Hill was also a rapper. Well, not a rapper, but she was also an artist.
I feel what you're saying.
With the Fugees.
Yeah, with the Fugees. Okay. And also with the miseducation of Lauryn Hill. Like, she proved that the future was female, guys.
Yeah.
Because, like, let's look at the game now. Who's on top of the charts? Megan Thee Stallion, Hot Girl Summer with Nicki.
Yeah.
I mean, they won VMA without
a video. Yeah, without an actual video.
Who does that?
Bro, I don't know.
Who does that, bro?
Yeah.
Hey, that's a great music award without a music video. Bro.
And I know Nicki, you're right. That point of, I've heard tracks. I know I won't willingly go listen to a Nicki track, but if she's featured on the track, I can honestly say more often than not, she'll body the nigga. Like, it's whoever, like, whatever the feature is, she'll probably outshine the other person. I'm thinking, first shot comes to mind, Lil Uzi Vert's remix of The Way The Life Goes.
Yeah.
And I'm an Uzi fan, but on the remix, Nicki stole it. But that's why
I even forgot about the original.
Yeah,
to be honest.
That's your track. I feel like in the female world, she does what Drake does. Because you know, if you feature Drake, that's a Drake song, dog. It's done. Yeah. It's not about you, dog. And it is. It's not about you. It's not about you. You know what you're doing, and that is. And that's what Nicki does in the female world. Like, if you feature Nicki, you know, dog, it's not about you. Please. Like, step aside.
Forget
man.
About it.
Bro. Yeah, bro. So, as much as I'm a hater, I can honestly hold my hands up and be like, dog, like, she's a GOAT.
She's amazing.
Yeah,
she's
she'll go down as a GOAT.
I think, like, as you said, when she's done with the game, she's going to go down as a GOAT.
Yeah.
She has to.
Especially in the female
game. And you think Pink Print is the album that's going to hold her up as the GOAT? Or which album would you say would do that for her?
I think Pink Print.
Pink Print.
I feel what you say. I feel like...
Because the new one that she dropped last year.
Queen.
I don't know. That's my point. I don't know that single
one,
track from
no one rated that one,
last
guys.
Week.
Last year.
No, last year.
My man.
You see, he doesn't even know. That's my point, dude. Like, if she drops... I even remember when she dropped. People were like, bruh, Queen, it's not bad. I'm like, bruh, I am not listening.
She had that one track.
Yeah.
She had that one track, Bobby Dreams.
I still don't know it.
Chun-Li.
Chun-Li was the only track I know from that.
Yeah, Bobby Dreams, she sampled Biggie.
And it was a single.
Oh, yeah,
she
sampled
Biggie and she mentioned all these guys in the game.
But attacking everybody for no reason.
That did traction for like, what, a week? It was a week. And then after that, what happened?
But you know, I think people like... People sleep on how hard it is to have a run in hip hop.
Yeah, that's
facts. Like my dog, like for me, I can say as looking at all the rappers I've seen in my lifetime, you've done a good job if you're hot for 2 years, bro.
Yeah.
If you're hot for 2 years.
In this day and age.
If you're hot for 2 years, props to you, my nigga. You killed it. You're talking, when was that first?
What album?
What, Bedrock?
Yeah, yeah.
2009, man. So you're talking 10 years.
10 years. When you've spoken about five best female rappers, you haven't left a name out. Mm. You haven't.
There's no. You can't.
You haven't.
You can't.
And it's not because there's a lack of competition, bro. There are hands who are trying to rap in this world. Yeah. Trust, they'll always be. It's like trying to be a skateboarder, bro. Trying to be a rapper. They're always there. Yeah. Just not on that level that you need to be. Yeah.
But like a bit, to change the topic a bit, yeah. I think if there's a name that we're missing, I think it's Missy Elliott.
Yeah. And she recently dropped, guys.
She also recently won that Vanguard Award.
Yeah, at VMAs.
Her music videos were it.
No. Those are game changers.
She had Timbaland on the production. Mm.
Futuristic, bro.
Missy Elliott is...
You guys heard the beat drop to work that, bro. This is the one of the filthiest songs I've ever heard in my life.
I feel like no one did what Missy Elliott did, dude. Like, I don't know, just in that lane. She's one artist you can say she has her lane, and I can't think of someone who's in that lane. Like, she knew this is what I do, this is how I express myself, and no one else. I don't think you can copy what she does. Like, you can copy a Nicki.
I can't even compare it to anyone.
Yeah, exactly. Nah. Who do you compare it to? No one does what she does, fam.
Is there anyone else you think we're missing? Because now this conversation has steered away from greatest albums to the greatest female rappers. And I wouldn't mind having that chat, because we've already discussed the gents. That's a tired chat.
Yeah.
But if you want to go into this deeper, Queen Latifah?
Yeah, cool.
Where do we rank her?
Hey, you see, I didn't hear any of the music, bro. If I'm being honest, she's like, she has like that Riff Run feel, bro. That like, you just know their names, bro.
Yeah, I
feel.
Oh, it's tough. Even MC Light.
Eve,
okay. Mm.
Who's that girl?
guys, you know who we left out, bro? Mm. Bar for bar, how can you not put in Young Ma, bro?
Also, just because before I forget it, Remy Ma.
Remy Ma.
We're talking bar for bar.
Bar for bar.
Remy Ma.
Now we've got some hot spitters.
Young Ma?
I feel like Young Ma doesn't get credit, bro.
Nah.
She doesn't. Bar for bar today, excluding Rhapsody. I'm coming for Rhapsody today. Bro, if we're talking sauce, flow, complete package, who comes to Young
Ma? My boy.
You know what the problem
sauce,
is?
Sauce, my boy.
Sauce.
You know what she reminds me of? She gives me a pretty ugly vibe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the mic? She gave me a pretty ugly vibe, right? Where, so you know, it's hard.
Big fact.
It's hard to. I mean, it's easy to
have balls.
It's easy to spit a 16 bar.
Yeah.
A 16, and then drop a 16. Okay, let's say a 4 second beat, right? Mm. And you drop a 16 in it, right? It's easy that a bar will come along there. But you'll find that in 10 seconds of the song, she said two lines, bro, and both of those lines are fire.
Yeah, but
she said two lines slow, and you're rapping along, boy. You don't need.
Flows,
bruh.
Who like no man? Flows. Now, did you not even remember the lyrics of the song? But you remember how she did it, dog. No sex. Okay, but also wrong. She does have sex appeal. She does have sex appeal.
For the gents, guys.
It's not for the gents.
But you know how many hands I've seen on the TL,
bruh. Who is it?
The noise.
Young man needs stalk, or I'm there,
bruh. They love her.
That hand is.
But like
crazy.
Bringing it back to the music, do you guys think that she's had a bigger track than Ooh?
Nah.
No.
But I think that she's people sleep on yeah. She's at freestyles. I feel like they don't, just because of how big Ooh was, people act like her other songs didn't make traction.
They expect that again.
Exactly.
And that's why, that's the thing that's holding that her back. Not really holding her back.
No, but you're right, it's holding her back. Because you think, like, say in a let's say 5 month period, there'll forever be a Young Ma video on Twitter. There'll forever be one video of her rapping and people losing it. And then it's like another 5 months passes and she's gone again. And she comes back again with a video, does traction for a week. So I feel like if she dropped a project. She dropped like a young EP. It was like a 6-track EP.
So she's yet to drop like
an album.
Debut album.
I'm talking an actual album.
Oh boy.
I feel like if she did that and she had a solid lead single and the album was an album, not just tracks. I'm talking an album, you had a concept, you knew where you were going.
Mm-hmm.
I think she'd enter the chat easy.
That hand is crazy, Mo. And the simplicity is what gets to me, right?
Bro, I'm listening to after like, this,
bro. Boss like, and I be in these streets more than Sesame.
Nah,
hey,
bro.
Hey, yeah, man, but, she took
but
it back.
But the way she says it.
Words, blood. Words, blood. My boy, dudes will spit for 30 seconds trying to get the same traction as exactly. Eight words, bro.
Jason and Amanda always say this.
Mm-hmm.
You could say the same line on the same beat, in the same way, but it won't be the same.
It won't
be the same.
It's a trip. And you know who else had that? that she, but I don't rate her much. But Dej Loaf was heavy with that.
Yeah, that's
she
right.
She had her own source heavy.
But like, wasn't she technically a one-hit wonder?
Yeah, she was.
She was.
But Dej Loaf, for that one hit, she had a
But Dej Loaf is good on like the hooks and stuff.
Yeah. I wouldn't call her a ball rapper.
How you guys rating Iggy Azalea, bro?
Hey, man. This... You mean that hun that's dating Playboy Cardi,
yeah,
bro?
Yeah, I feel like that's what she's become.
That's
bro.
What she's become now,
yeah,
bro.
Hun is dating Playboy
like,
Cardi.
When she came through with Fancy, I was here for it. I won't lie,
I wasn't.
That was a song, bro.
I didn't back her.
You didn't back? Even with the T.I. co-sign, my man?
Nah, bro. Who's T.I. to me, fam?
With the belligerence,
I know 2006, 2009, T.I. goat away. And,
you
but
can have
just,
whatever feel, you like. Feel,
yeah. Bro, they really gave us
Okay, with that,
yeah.
What has a T.I. co-sign done for anyone? Talk to me. Because he has Grand Hustle. People forget, T.I. has a record label, Grand Hustle.
He gave us Travis.
He gave us Travis. Come on. But when he gave us Travis, Travis wasn't Travis.
Okay.
Kanye gave us Travis. Because people forget, Travis has a joint deal. Mm, he had a deal with Good Music and he had a deal with Grand Hustle. What made him blow was the deal with Good Music, wasn't T.I. So besides...
But do you think he would have gotten the co-sign from Kanye without T.I.?
I think he would have, just because I don't think... You have to be an artist of some talent for people to fight over you. So if he didn't end up at T.I., he would have ended up somewhere. You hear what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Besides Travis... What has a T.I. co-sign done? Yeah. So that, I didn't care. To me, that just sounded like, you can see a quick buck here. She's going to have a fan. Or it's one of those where the artist has a song and you can see, fam, this is going to be a hit. I want to be that guy who, I guess, breaks the artist. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm. After that, what did she do? Talk to me. Oaks.
Okay.
Next, don't talk.
Nah, they,
she can't even
a point
enter, fam. She doesn't enter top 10 even.
I concede.
She doesn't enter top 10, bro. I can't.
But she had an impact, bro. I forgot which summer it was, but there was definitely a time I remember I was at home.
I remember there was like
2013, 2014 summer.
It had to be after grade 10, though. Like
after grade 10,
bro. Because there was, I remember there was a summer
that was
when,
like
on Trace, bro. On Trace, which one's the video where?
And where she was twerking.
She wears the pencil skirt, the yellow. It's almost like it starts with her in school.
That's fancy, bro.
That's fancy. Oh, that's one track. Don't talk to me. Nah, I rest my case. Yeah. You can't have Iggy in the cut.
Nah, she's not top 10.
But if you guys had to, if we wrap it, who you guys put? We say. I think a top 5 list is quite long. It's long for us.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a top 5 list would consist of people like MC Lights and stuff. I just feel like we don't have that range. Mm-hmm. You have to put a top 3 list.
I think let's just... Or we could just rank the albums we've bought today.
Okay.
Are we doing it the album alone? The artist has no impact on just the album alone. We're focusing solely on that.
That's hard.
Yeah, then, hard. Come on, guys. Lauryn Hill.
Okay, she's obviously number one.
Nah, she's obviously number one. I think in that case,
you can put the Pink Print as
second.
As number five.
Second.
Out of all I was going to put it as second, to be honest.
I was going to put Pink Print as second. In terms of impact.
Yeah. Okay, but what are we looking at, though? Okay, what's the criteria? We're obviously talking impact.
Okay, let's talk impact, right?
Impact, versatility. Like, you have to be rapping about different topics, guys.
You have to, in this day and age,
yeah.
Versatility.
You have a hit. I think having a hit is important.
Yes. How many
sales?
Hits?
Yeah.
No. Right? And we got to look at how good it ages as well.
No, yeah,
if
that's talking, 100%.
If it's got a hit, then...
No, but that's like...
Rhapsody album...
Yeah, no, exactly. Have a hit, no, but it's... No, I already have my defense there.
I was going to put another category for that Rhapsody album.
Put another.
I was going to say awards.
Yeah.
You say it got a Grammy nom?
No, two.
Oh,
two.
Yeah. Look at that.
And that's just enough to put it over a couple of...
I say it's enough to put it over the Pink Print, bro.
Okay, let's agree on one. Let's agree on one. Number one has to be Lauryn Hill. Yeah. I think
undefeated. We can't.
Yeah.
When you say two, I think argue. If I can argue, part of me feels like arguing for Nicki. I know I'm not a Nicki fan, Oaks. But if you're talking versatility, if you're talking hits.
Impact.
You can't. You can't.
Bro, you're talking aging.
Yeah, you can't.
Rhapsody can't age, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's my point.
In 10 years, unless you were a rap fan 10 years ago, you're not going to pick up an OG hip-hop head.
Yeah, there's no
way. You're not going to sit with your kids and say, yo, what you know about this?
Yeah,
you know,
you're not going to do that.
Yeah, so Pink Prince second. What you guys throwing at third?
What's left? We're talking.
So I haven't heard that Notorious Kim. So
Notorious Kim.
Come on, guys. That Notorious Kim was fire, though.
Yeah, I'd have to put it.
I'd have to put it.
Fire.
You don't think
I put Rhapsody third?
You put Rhapsody third?
Yeah.
Did Notorious Kim get a Grammy nom?
I'm not sure.
I think then that's what puts it over then, the Rhapsody.
Because we can't.
No, but also look at time, though.
Yeah.
Like, Notorious Kim, woman is getting a Grammy nomination in 01?
It was in the 90s.
In the 90s. Who's getting...
It's a tough one.
Does Lauryn Hill not get a Grammy nomination?
Yeah, but like, that's different.
But Lauryn Hill is different. Lauryn Hill's gold status, bro. Like,
No, but if you're saying which lady is getting it in the same time period...
No, but it's like, hey, bro. Okay. For me, Lauryn Hill has sort of solidified herself. Like, she's almost... It's almost like now we're talking about the other four, right?
Yeah, I feel and also, I feel like sometimes, I feel like as much as people don't want to admit it, there seems to be some form of quota. If that makes, like, you have to have a female nod, or you have to have some form of female within award shows. You know what I'm saying? So that could be an influence for Rhapsody. I know Rhapsody, I think she would have got it regardless. Yeah. But I feel like in today's age, there's so much, there's almost like you're trying to accelerate towards the equality that... You kind of like subsidize any form of quality, you know. That's why I feel, for example, Cardi B won a Grammy, dude. Like, you know, you're more for subsidy, you know.
And I also feel like, I mean, Lil Kim, firstly, the time that she did it, right? Secondly, Lauryn Hill, the reason Lauryn Hill can win a Grammy is because I feel like the stuff that Lauryn Hill spoke about and it was for the people, dude.
My man, no one was rapping about God. No one put religion in their albums as much as they did. Well, Lauryn Hill was basically the first rapper, not female rapper, the first rapper to openly rap about God. And after that, she basically paved the way for everybody to do that.
I mean, how are you going to talk to the Grammys? It's bigger than hip-hop. It's way bigger than hip-hop. Is probably 1% of the Grammys, right? How are you going to explain to the CEO of the Grammys that someone who talks about pussy and is naked in their music videos has been nominated for one? You know, how are you gonna? That's why it's a lot more digestible to talk about Lauryn, right? To anybody, to a white dude, you can be like, "Yo, Lauryn was," but you can't really explain what Lil, because she was very, I think, Lil Kim was very purposeful about it. Like, she made it a point to exploit her sexuality, right? Like, every magazine cover, she made it a point. Like, she was, in a sense, she liberated the female, right? The female in rap, she liberated them. She freed them and she allowed them to be as they. So I think that's why she didn't get the nomination.
So? Okay, so if we put any up there, we put them both in two hands.
Okay, I think go category by category. If you're talking impact, you got to go Lil Kim.
You gotta go Lil Kim. And then sales?
Sales, you got to go Lil Kim. So
because I'm going to say...
That's two.
No. Impact... Are we throwing out Lauryn again?
No. Lil Kim versus Rhapsody. We're talking for number three and four.
Impact.
If we're talking impact, it has to be Lil Kim.
Oh, are you talking Lil Kim and Rhapsody?
Okay. Impact, you gotta go Lil Kim. You're talking sales, you gotta go Lil Kim.
And then content on the album?
Rhapsody.
Rhapsody. Easy. Awards?
Rhapsody. So that's two for two. Guys, we need a tiebreaker here, eh? Well, what are we gonna go with?
We have to create a category that only Lil Kim can win with.
Go for it, dog. Go for it.
Nah, I don't know.
So, does this mean we're putting No Name as number five?
Yeah, that's an automatic number.
Only
because
she's new. It's only been a few years.
She's not well known in the game.
Niggas,
that was the body of work, guys.
What, telephone? Phenomenal, bro. Let's fight. Actually, you know, the thing with No Name is...
Wait, was telephone the one where she had Diddy Bop on
it? Yes. Exactly. And telephone... Okay, the thing about it, No Name only has two projects. It's telephone and Room 25. For you to have telephone, which critics raved about, and you drop two years later, you drop Room 25. And Room 25 was so advanced that critics loved it, but fans couldn't digest it because it was just that technical. You can't have two projects like that and tell me No Name, like, it's just out of the race.
But, like, we're talking about telephone alone, man.
But boy, and, you know, if you look at it, you know...
So who... Wait, just hold on. So who are we putting Telephone up against? Who are we putting No Name up against then? Rhapsody?
Or Nicki?
Nah, Nicki's number two, fam. This is 3 and 4.
It's debatable, bro. Because if we're just talking body of work here, my boy, you know, a lot of how I view a lot of albums nowadays, right? It's sort of like a boxing match, right? It's almost like it's a jab, 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 hook, right? So you almost have these tracks that are just there to fill the album, a couple tracks for the album, a big track. But No Name, bro, it's like everything, there's just a hook, bro.
But I promise
it's like that, straight fire. Everyone just boom, 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 boom. You're just there like,
ayo, bro, I don't know, just the category is made it hard, fam.
You know, think of, like, I'm looking at this album right now, right? I don't even know how many songs are.
What, on Telephone?
Yeah.
Telephone has 11 tracks.
11 tracks. I can't look at one I can skip.
10 tracks.
10.
Yeah.
I can't see any one I can skip here. But Take Me to Pink Print is one I can skip.
No, but
also
you see,
I listen to her more than I listen to Nicki.
But Pink Print is 23 tracks.
That's so, a problem. And think about it. You know,
you can even probably say, maybe, I can say maybe 13 of those tracks are fillers.
Fillers. And definitely, it's like, you know, sort of like, bruh, if you shoot your shot at 23 Hans, one is going to say yes, bro. One is going to say yes. But it takes a lot.
I got to make this about Hans. Hey, I love it.
Say yes. If you, it's like Chris Brown analogy, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Drop 45 tracks, one is going to be a hit, bro.
Surely,
there's somewhere. But for you to drop 11, only 11.
And 37 all of them
minutes,
be fire. That's
shorter than a lecture, blend.
I can be sitting in $2 in
bro.
I think you need to write a book or a poem, my man.
Yo, this is, he's talking facts. He's talking facts.
So what are we doing here then? Are we moving Telephone up?
You know, okay, my only issue with, I know I like categories, and I know I was an advocate for the categories, but in this day and age, if you're talking sales don't mean anything, because sales means popularity.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't tell me Lil Nas X is bigger than, like, better than someone because he...
I mean, it would technically make him better than Tupac.
Yeah,
but,
you know what I'm saying?
No, but
Lil Nas X is going to be big.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, like, numbers don't mean... It's like, do you know that Selena Gomez, to this day, is the number one stream artist on Spotify?
Who is listening to her?
Exactly, that's my point.
Hey, bruh.
Like, who is listening?
Never underestimate the power of white girls, bro.
No, but...
white teenage girls.
Yeah, but, like, who... Like, on our side, who is listening to that? So, I feel like if we can strap numbers, and you're right, if you talk body of work...
Then No Name takes.
If you're talking body of work, you obviously Lauryn Hill. I feel like Lauryn... Okay, number one is there. Oh, it's number one, we can't fight it. If you're talking body of work, I'll give you my top five easy.
I'll give
you top five easy. I say Lauryn Hill. I say Telephone. I say Rhapsody's Layla's Wisdom.
Yeah.
I say Lil' Kim. Then I say Nicki.
But like
then
you said,
that's facts.
You have the bias against Nicki.
Yeah.
I just feel like you're on 23 tracks. I can guarantee you.
How many of those do we remember?
Yeah. Besides the singles. If you take away the singles, I'm talking the rest of the project. What do you remember? I can't remember a single thing.
There's so many things to take. Like, for me, I think I oppose Hwaps when he says, like, for me, you can't divide numbers and music, bro. Like, bro, like, those two are, like, Drake is like, if I was in a sport where I was getting rings, I wouldn't have space on either hands for anything, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that dude is all about the numbers.
Okay, but if you look at Drake, then, if you take Drake, Drake's my favorite rapper of all time, you know?
Yeah.
But I know, on a project, if there's 15 tracks, I know at least 4 of them will be fillers. Mm. I know.
With Drake?
With Drake. And Drake's my favorite. Like, I know 4 of them. Even now, if you take, what's his latest album drop? After Views.
Scorpion.
Yeah. I didn't see that.
More
life with
Scorpion.
Not more life. Forget
Scorpion.
It. I'm talking Scorpion. Scorpion's an album. I don't see the point of you having a side A. And a side B.
Let's be honest, no one remembers it.
Exactly. Surely amongst those, what, say 23 tracks, surely you could have made one project of 14 tracks.
Let's not get carried away. Okay. We need to bring this back to the females, guys. We need to bring this back to the females.
So
okay, give me your top five. I think each person give the top five.
You know, for me, man. Okay.
I can't give a top five because I haven't listened to the Rhapsody.
Yeah.
But I haven't listened to the Lil' Kim. So.
But you know, with the Lil' Kim thing, for me, it's sort of like, When you did it is important, blood. Like, that is important. Like, the fact that you pushed the envelope, like, you know, you can look at so many things, bro. Like, no lie, there are a lot of heavyweights right now. Okay, another boxing analogy, right? There are a lot of heavyweights right now who could probably fuck up Ali. But Ali will still be the greatest of all time, right? Because of when he did what he did.
I feel
what
you're saying,
right? And who pushed an envelope here? Who pushed the narrative here? Who paved the way here?
Then it's definitely Kim.
Yeah, so I gotta give it to Lauryn, Kim,
Oh, man, yeah, Jason, you're looking stressed over there. Yeah?
Hey,
man, we'll get to you now. Now you want to speak on it?
I understand putting Lauren as number one.
Nah, because that one's established.
Kim and Nikki, as much as Kim paved the way for
Nikki, or Nikki
for Nikki and stuff, Nikki had the longer run doing it.
But we're just talking about the albums alone.
Oh, talking about
what
the
they've done for the game.
I put Nikki over Kim.
Because to be honest, after hearing my man Armando's case, I'd start Lauryn Hill, then Kim.
Yeah.
And then I'm putting Telephone there. Yeah. And then I'm putting, what was the fourth? What was the other one besides?
Obsidian is Nikki.
And then there's Nikki. Then I'm putting Nikki, guys. Just because of the body of work alone. Because I'm more of a fan of like the content that you're giving me within the album.
Yeah.
And that's my top. That's my top four. Then.
And it's understandable for you to put Rhapsody first because you haven't heard it.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, in case we're fighting. I even took off my jacket.
It's hot.
So is that the list, guys? What's going on? Yeah. Can we agree? Or are we leaving this for another day?
I think everyone's going to have, like, fighting lists.
Yeah. I think the only reason I take with this list is the same way. The same way, like, you know, I was watching a complex interview with Bun B where he was also rating his best rappers of all time. And he's like, he put Puck and Biggie as they were the last.
They were the last of the list.
They were the ones to compete in the finals, right?
Yeah.
And he eventually said Biggie's the better rapper. You had Nas. You had Hove. You had my dog. You had Ghost. Like, people will run bars around you, boy. But the reason Biggie won is because of when he did what he did. Mm. Right? No one was doing that shit, boy.
Yeah.
No one was making hits and hard raps at the same time. The streets to Hollywood, bro. Like, that nigga took drugs to Hollywood, my boy. who's doing that, right?
Yeah.
No one. And I think on that premise, I got to give it to Kim, bro. Mm. And, yeah. And then, I don't know, the last three are just like...
You just don't care.
I'm the top two. You're always fighting for top two, bro.
Okay, James. I think we got a little carried away. It got a little bit heated.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's what it's about, guys. It's about these chats. I don't know what the theme will be for the next podcast, but you know what? I'm here for it. I'm down for another debate. Hobbs, you look disappointed.
I feel like we're still going to argue and leave here.
You know what? The people...
I got to go back and study now.
Let's pose a question to the people. Mm-hmm. Let's ask them to give us their top five.
100%, yeah.
Maybe from this list, or they can include other albums. We don't mind.
If we forgot anyone,
let us know, and we can have another chat about it in the future. But for now, that's it. Thank you, gents, for coming through.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much, Maji.
But of course, guys,
please listen to more female rap.
Yeah, for real.
More female rap.
Female is the present. It was the future. Now it's the present, guys. Females are running the game.
Come on.
Hey. So big shout out to your Stallions. Big shout out to the City Girls.
Bruh. Hot Girl Summer. That's a movement,
bro. It's a Hot Girl Summer, bruh.
Chissa. I think my crush is part of that movement, bro.
Huh?
I think my crush is part of that movement, bro. Shout out to you if you're hearing this.
You know who you are. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
By the way, that's me, Rama B, signing out from Aries Online. Until the next chat, listen to Channel 40. Listen to the podcast. Subscribe. Follow. Give us a like. Comment. Come through. Join the chats.